Gemara says, Yehoche Kolatire Kulek, Name Ese Veloisesu, Yechsivi Is Kadishte. Elo Marov. So what does, when Rove says, Zir Almoim Neirasi, so the Gemara reject that Kolatire Kule Name Ese Veloisesu, or the Gemara doesn't reject it. It can be explained in two ways. In other words, so the Gemara says, when the Gemara has the Kashi Yehoche Kolatire Kule Name Ese Veloisesu, Yechsivi Is Kadishte, so Monevshach, if you explain Vis Kadishte, this Vis Kadishte, in the sense that in all love there is also when one refrains from Yisrael love, so he's made mikayim an ese, so he's mikayim an ese, so kolatir kule there is all an ese, so every lois is a great day is coupled with an ese. So we obviously, when the Torah says v'iskadishtem l'gabi kolatir kule, it does not mean that whenever someone refrains from a love, from any love, He's Mikayim Menes. Not a Pshat, he's not Mikayim Menes. So Mimele, the Pshat in Viskadishtem here too is not that in all Isuri Kol there is an S. And there is no S. That's one way of explaining it. Oh, there's another way of explaining it. When the Gemara says, Mamzeras and Sina Mayima, the Gemara at first says Viskadishtem. So then the Gemara asks, Yehoche Kolatere Kulename Esevelisesu. So Mimele, the whole aloche of Esed Eich Eliezer Seh Kredi is born. Because on every Eliezer Seh, there is also an essay if someone refrains from violating Eliezer Seh. So there should be no such thing as Eliezer Seh Kredi, So we have to come to the conclusion that even though whenever someone refrains from Eliezer Seh, he's Mikayim an essay. Isn't Kaim an Esse of Iskadishtem? But since we have a special Xeras HaKos, a special Aloche, that Esse is the Echel Eises Ekreide, and not Leises an Esse. So then you can ask, how can we reconcile the two Aloches? On one hand, we have Aloche, that in Esse the Echel Eises an Esse. On the other hand, we have a Posik of Iskadishtem, which implies that where a Jew reigns, his Menea himself, from violating Leises an Esse. So every lace is a great day, is a lace is an essay. So how can we visualize the aloha that essay dich lace is a great day? So we have to come to the conclusion that when do we say a nessay dich lace is a essay, if the essay that is coupled with the lace is a specific essay. Mashayim came if the essay is coupled, that goes hand in hand with the lace essay, is not a specific essay, but it's a general essay. A general essay because he refrained from Averes. So that kind of an essay, even though it is joined to a lace essay, so it's to be considered like a lace essay. In other words, according to that pshat, so the Gemara doesn't act this memory that kolatir kule name essay a lace essay. So we can say that it remains in the maskone that whenever a person is menea himself from a lace essay, So he's mikaymenes. Not only, but there is one difference between miniye restraint, let's say, from any love, or restraint from the Isurei Shabbos. Because Gabi Shabbos, there is a specific essay, Tishbeis. Or Gabi Yomtev, there is a specific essay, Shabbos. So there is a specific essay. Mashiach in other lezes says, if somebody is miniye himself, it's a general essay, and so Mimele, the aloche of in essay deich aleises essay, so we do not apply to a general essay. We only apply it to an essay protis, but not to an essay close. Yes.
Maybe it's something
that
it's an Easter essay, but the
maskon
is only a
tefillah
essay, so that you're only
mabatal. All right. No. So still. So then. So the question arises. So no leises a grade should be nitre, because a leises said that is coupled. One second. A leises said that is coupled with the chiyuv asay is not nitres. That's the aloche. Because I mentioned that several times. I mean, the aloche of nesedich leises of essay manifests itself in two realms. First of all, in respect to a Nisar Eseh, so in Eseh Deiche Leis Eseh Ve'Nisar Eseh, and then it manifests itself in the realm of a Chiyuv Aseh, that in Eseh Deiche Leis Aseh and Chiyuv Aseh. So the Gemara can be explained in two ways. Alright, so the Gemara says, Elo Marove, Gzeire Almono Minoires, not Almono Minasuim. So in other words, so now the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Almono Minoiresen is not to be treated like places of Eser. Even if we assume that there is an Eser of Iskadishtem, but that's an Eser Klolis. And an Eser Klolis is not considered as the places of Eser, only an Eser Protis. An Eser Protis. So in other words, so Almono Minoiresen is not to be treated as a lisis esse, but as a lisis grade. So Mimele, then you have to ask, so you have to ask the kashe, so why isn't Almon Minayiras and Misya Bemes? So it's a Xer Rabon, Rabbi says. Xer Almon Minayiras, not Almon Minansui. So it's only, so according to this teretz of Rabbi so far, this Rabbonon applies only to Almon Minayiras, not to other lisis. So the Gemara asks, "Mamzeras is cinema ikel meima." Gzeires, the Gemara says, "Gzeires makubita shomeg mitze." Elamato, if you make such gzeires, so yishesoch miyobim with his yabim. Gzeiro mishemesoch miyvei. So the Gemara says, "No, here we don't have to make such gzeire because yim binachle tali rachmon immediately. Yishesheil loy bonim with his yabim." The Gemara says, "Kashi yishesheil bonim with his yabim gzeiro mishemesoch bonim." So we bonim tali rachmon immediately. So the Gemara says, so Mamzeres and Sinan Amal lo yishriche. So now the Gemara says, no, that there is a general Rabbanon, Ligabei, that applies to all Yisrael Am. Elo Marobe. Gzeiro bi Yerushenu oto bi Shni. So Midiraisa, so that's the final maskon of the Gemara. That Midiraisa chayov elav grede, can be misyabemis, can misyabemis, chayolav and grade. Because as the chalais say, but he is only allowed in bir sheno, but in bir shlio there is no esse. So mimele we don't say esse de chalais say. So don't say esse de chalais say by bir shlio. So mimele he has to divorce her. So because of the chachomim, asad even bir sheno because of bir shlio. Elo marovik zeiro bir sheno to bir shlio. Tanya namorach. In Boalu Kone, Bibio Risheno, Viosali Kaimon, Bibio Shni, Hodor Marove, Vitim Ravashe, Lav Milse, Yamre, Yomarish Lokish Kolmokim Shatomitse, Asay Velezase, Imatu Yokli Kaim Shne Mute, Vim Lav Yovi Asay Vitra, Lezase, Hochename, so how can we say that Midraise, Hayovelav Mgrede is Missiabme, is why? Because I said the Lezase, but we do not say Lezase if it's actually Kaim Shneem. And in every lace is a grade, so there is another alternative. He can be chaylit. So Mele, so Rove assumed here that it's actually time shneim, so there is no triye. So chename efshar b'chulitze. So the mikaye mese v'loise se. So meisve v'imbo alukone. Now if there is no triye, because actually time shneim. So in Gualu, why should it be Kone? And again, so why should it be Kone with Rasibim according to the Miri and according to the Rambam? Why should it be Kone King and Gomo? It shouldn't be Kone King and Gomo. So Gemara says Tiyufte. In other words, Tiyufte of what? Hodor Marove. So in other words, so the Aloch is like Rove said at the very beginning. In other words, that Midrai said there is Triye. And why don't we say that with the Raisa there shouldn't be Triye? Because of Shnei Kaim Shneiem? The answer is because Chlitze b'mokim Yivim love mitzvi. Love mitzvi. All right.
Shupei Gimon Yavamos Chesnis and Heitav Shalom Vav, April 8th, 1976.
Mitzvah Chlitze Kedem is because Mitzvah Chlitze per se has a preference as against Mitzvah Yivam. I'm sure he's also made it that Chlitze per se is more than Yivam, but most people are not on the Madriga, on the level to fulfill the Mitzvah of Yivam Kedim. So mainly he says Mitzvah Chlitze Kedamis. But if he is on the level, he's not an army. So it's actually Kaim Shneiem. Omar Rove, Remez Lishniyas Minatira Minai. How do we know where is the Remez from the Torah against the Iser of Shniyas? Shenema Kies Kolaktevi Soil Osuan Shioritz Hoel Koshis. So that is reference to the Surah Rayas. So it's a Raya Michlau Dikirakis. In other words, these are the abominations that the Avis, which are very serious, but there are some which are not as serious. Michlau Dikirakis Umay Niushnias Umay Mashma Doe Rishli Koshu Dichsev Vesei Oretz Loka. The mighty of the land. Leimer pliege der Rablaivi. Doma Rablaivi, kosho einshin shal mideis, yeisa meinshin shal arayis, shezen nema boeneo, kelas klativis o eilon sasho, vize nema boen eile, and that is, in kiseitzei, in connection with midates, kis kriavas adishem koleise ile, koleise ovel. So that means that the ancient shal midesh is more homo than the ancient shal arayes. So the Gemara says, Eil koshe, Eino chaname, Ve'eilo koshe, Ve'eile koshe me, Gavarayis name oksi ve'eile. So how can Rabbi Levi learn out that the Tenshin Shal Midis is more than Tenshin Shal Arayis, but true that Eile is koshe me'eil, but Gavarayis, so the term Eile is also used. So Mikol Ateves Oeile V'Nichesu Hahu Limude Mide Mikoris Elamai Chumrai. So the question is, so we see as far as the image of Koris is concerned, so Arayas is Mochomo, Arayas are followed by Koris and Mides are not followed by Koris. So why does Rabbi Levi say that in one respect, so the ancient Shal Midas is more than the ancient Arayas? Hane efsha b'tshuve, hane lo efsha b'tshuve. Or the Rashi. Arayas efsha b'takon, efsha b'takon, kolzman. The Loshna Gmori is hane efsha b'tshuve. In other words, Arayas is efsha b'tshuve. Hane Midas lo efsha b'tshuve. But Rashi says, Arayas efsha b'takon. In other words, he's explaining, not that he had the different gears in the Gemara, but he's explaining when the Gemara says, so the Gemara doesn't mean that by Midas, that Midas Tshuva is not effective. Of course Tshuva is effective. Tshuva is effective in everything. But it means insofar as Kapora is concerned. So by Midas, there is... He cannot attain a kaporeg mur. Why not? So Arayis Efsha B'takon calls man shall really mamza. Yifresimeno, because the Gemara in Chagiga says Mu'vashin yochel iskein zesha bal yishishin shvild men mamza. So we see that when one is bal Arayis and he has a child, so there is no kapore either, because it's in Mu'vashin Yochel Iske. So here the Gemara says that Arayas there is Tshuva. What does it mean there is Tshuva? Tshuva there is even by Midas, but it means by Arayas Tshuva can even be Mechaper. Tshuva can even be Mechaper. So there, this has to be applied to the case where Loyo Hilid Menu Mamzea, but if Hilid Menu Mamzea, then Tshuva is not Mechaper Ikaporek Mor. But if lo yelid meno mamzeah, kol mashal merzi is yifris meno v'yischareit, and then he can even have a kapore gmure. Avol mides gozal sarabim gezal sarabimu v'nitei alim yarzia v'yafal gav Kaimlo Yisakin Ben Tzochi Rabbi, Lav Tshuve Ma'al Yesihi. Lav Tshuve Ma'al Yesihi. So in other words, so here there is a chiddush in Rashi. Because if not for the Rashi, we could say, now the Gemara says in Beitze, that if somebody was Gezel as a rabbi, and he doesn't know who the Nigzolim are, it's impossible to be Mikayim, the Beheshiv is a Gzeilo. So then, he should spend the money, he should invest the money in Tikkun HaRabi, in Tikkun HaDrochim. Let's say, if he builds the roads and he builds parks, so Mele, the rabbi will benefit from it. So maybe the Nigzolim too will be the recipients of this Tzorchei HaRabi. So if not for this Rashi, I would say that when the Gemara says that Midas, so lo yefshe mitakone, it means Midas is kosher sarabim, because not, if somebody gave a false weight to customers, now he doesn't remember to which customers he gave a false weight, he can't find them and return to them, I mean, any money that he received them. So Mimele, it's like Gezel Sarabi. So there is no takon. So we could say that when is kapore, when doesn't he attain a kapore gmure, only if he wasn't a isig b'tikun rabbi. Masheinkin, if he was a isig b'tikun rabbi, then he has a kapore gmure too, because the tikun rabbi is the substitute for the rectification of the wrong. In other words, in order to have a kapore for an aveire of benot mechavere, so he must be mifayis. Mifayis doesn't mean just mifayis, it doesn't mean just lip service. Mifayis means he should rectify the wrong. So if it was Gezel Sarabim, it's impossible to rectify the wrong. But if he's misakin esatrochim, that's the substitute. So it's considered as if he was misakin esamures. So when does the Gemara say, so we could say that when does the Gemara say here that it's loyev shabitshuve, if he wasn't misakin esarabim? If he wasn't Pisakin Tzorchei Rabi. But Rashi says no. Rashi says, since the Rosh Nagmor is Hane Loyev Shabitshuve, so it means no matter what he does, it's Loyev Shabitshuve. He cannot attain Ikapore Gmure. Why not? Because even if he's Misakin Tzorchei Rabi, it's not a full Tikkun HaMures. It's the next best thing that a person can do. I mean, what else can he do if he was Gezel Sarabim? But a kapore gmure, he cannot attain. Now, Rashi said here, arayes efsha bitakone, and mides loy efsha bitakone. Mides loy efsha bitakone. So what does it mean, loy efsha bitakone? It means that he cannot have kapore. Now, it doesn't mean, why does Rashi change the Rosh Nagmore? And in explaining it, he changed Rosh Nagmore. Instead of Efsha B'Tshuve, he says Efsha B'Takone, because Tshuve accomplishes two things. First of all, Tshuve changes the status of the person. In other words, if someone was a Rosh Gomo Kol Yomov, and if he does Tshuve, so he becomes a Tzadigom. That's one thing. Then there is another aloche of Tshuve. The Tshuve affects Kapore. Affects Kapore. Now Kapore, so as far as being mafkia the Shem Roshe is concerned, so Tshuve by itself, without anything else, without Imkita, without Yisurim, without anything, is mafkia the Shem Roshe. Mashein Kein Ligabe, the Kapore that is affected by Tshuve, so the Gemara says, Yumed out Chuki Kapore, overall Ese, and also Tshuve, so he has a kapore gmure just by tshuve without him kippur. Over al isese, so tshuve teile v'im akipurim mechaper. Over al fises mrs. Bezden, so tshuve v'im akipurim teilim v'yisurim mechaprim. So that's in regard to kapore. So b'meile, when we say that midas, so tshuve is lo yefsha b'tshuve. Why? Because he cannot return the gzele, the gneive that he took from the people that he deceived. So it's only, so we see from Rashi, that's the reason why Rashi changed the Rosh Nagmore. That if was Gezel Sarabi. Mashainkin we got to the Afko Hashem Roshe, so even if one was Gezel Sarabi, so the Shem Roshe, and he did Tshuve, so the Shem Roshe is Boka. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says in Shari Tshuve, now in regard to the Gemore, that the Mishnah in Achivu, Afal Pisha Shilim Le, let's say one is Chivu B'Chavir, so he has to pay Hei Dvoi, so Afal Pisha Shilim Le, Yedinim Chale, Achi Ratzeyu. So the Rabbi Yehuda says in Shari Tshuve, that if somebody was either an Avir, not a Chavir, and he wasn't Miratzes Chavir, so not only he doesn't have Kapore, the Shem Roshi is not Poka. In other words, let's say, like this, we have two ingredients of tshuve. That's in regard to mitzvah shenod lemoke. But avir shenod lechaveire, so there are three ingredients of tshuve. And ritzu doesn't mean just that he is miratzeh chaveire. Ritzu means tikkun amuvos. So mimele, if he's not misakin the movos, so not only he doesn't have kapore, the Shem Roshi is not poka. Let's say someone gazled thousands of dollars, and then he does shuve, but he doesn't return the money that he gazled. So not only he can't have kapore, the Shem Roshi is not poka, he's possible to too. This is what Rav Yehuda says in Shari Tshuve. So mimele, here too now, Rashi says that if he was Eivir the Avir of Midas, that's Gezel Rabbi. So even if he was Eisei B'Tzorche Rabbi, so still he does not have a Kapore, so that's in regard to Kapore. So even if he was Eisei B'Tzorche Rabbi, even though that is the best that he can do, what else can he do? He cannot possibly find the people whom he deceived with false weight. So it's the best that he can do. So still he does not attain a kaporeg mure, because it's not a full tikkun amuvos. It's only partial tikkun amuvos, not a full tikkun amuvos. But the Shem Roshi will be poka. Mashein came if somebody will be gayless Arabi. So suppose he would know whom he gazled, and he wouldn't return the money to them. So the Shem Roshi wouldn't be poka. So even if he doesn't know, and it's impossible for him to be misaking the movers that way, because he can determine whom he deceived. But there is something else, there is the next best thing that he can do, and that is that he should be Isik B'Tzorchi Rabbi. So only if he was Eisik B'Tzorche Rabbi, so then he complied with the Tikkun HaMuvos that he can fulfill. Masha'inkin, if he wasn't even Eisik B'Tzorche Rabbi, so then the Shem Roshi wouldn't even be poka. So this we can be midayik from the Roshon Rashi, because Rashi applies this Gemara to the case where he was Eisik B'Tzorche Rabbi. So in other words, so in that case, it's only Loyev Shabdakone, but the Shem Roshi is Poka. Masha'inkin, if he wasn't even Eisik B'Tzorche Rabbi, so not only he doesn't have Kapore, even the Shem Roshi is not Poka. Alright. Rav Yehuda Oma Meoche, Vizen Vechike Tike Misholim Har. Tike Har. Vim Arul. Oma Rebeleze, Akidem Shiboshleimo, Hoysoteiro, like a kele that doesn't have any handle, so it's not guarded. It's in a vulnerable position. It's exposed to the possibility of breaking and of becoming damaged. Moshul Raveishe, Limoa Dovademe, Liodo Mishamer Paradise, Mishamer Bachutz, Kulimishtam, Mishamer Mifnim, Shalifonov Mishtamir, Shalachovini Mishtamir. So what Rabashev do see? Because it's not a good analogy. Hosom Shalifonov Mishtamir. Hoche Ilav Shnias Pokabelbekuv. So if he's, if not for, for Shnias, so it's not only that the Shnias are not complied with. But in other words, then he's likely to be mizalzel in these avarayas. Rav Krane Omar, mihoche, ushmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres le mishmarti. Asi mishmeres le mishmarti. Now, the Chofetz Chaim says, mishmeres aloshe. So he says, I mean, he's discussing the fact that so many Orthodox Jews who seem to be particular about the slightest minig, I mean, and if they would not shlo kapores, one erev in kippur, so they'll think, I mean, that they can't have kapore for the rest of their lives, but loshin hore, they are misalzel 1,000 times a day. So how is it? So he says, the Chofetz Chaim says, the Chofetz Chaim says that the reason is why Jews who are machmir in everything, and the loshin hore, they are misalzel, is because Loshin Hore is one love in the Torah. Rav Chaim said there are many love in that. Right, so he's one Iser of the Torah, one Iser of the Torah where the Chachomim did not make an Isyot. Even though we have such a thing as Avak Loshin Hore, but Avak Loshin Hore is also some Raisi. It's not, there are two types of Loshin Hore. So there is no Isyotim. So in other words, all the Isurim, all the Isurim were the Chachomim made Tziogim, so Jews are more Machmir. But Loshin Hore, the Chachomim didn't make any Tziogim, so Mimele, that's why Jews are Mizalzel in Loshin Hore. Why didn't the Chachomim make Tziogim in Loshin Hore? If the Chachomim had to make Tziogim in Loshin Hore, then it wouldn't be possible to utter one word. So because of that, the Chachomim felt that to make Siyogim for Loshin Hore would be a Kfei Roshein Rei Vatzibo Yechei Vamid. I mean, what would be Siyog for Loshin Hore? Something that is not Loshin Hore. So that he shouldn't be able to talk. Alright. Om Rabbi Rav Yisei. So, Pirshin Rabbonon. So it's called the name Pirush Rabbonon, Elmi Rabbonon, who cross Machtabal. So in other words, because he said, Rav Kane said, Mishmarti is Mishmarti, as Mishmeres le Mishmarti. So Rav Yehi said, so it's the Raise, so the Gemara said, the Raise is Pirush Rabbonon. So the Gemara asked, so it's called the name Pirush Rabbonon. Elam Rabbanon uklas machte ba'alme. In other words, it's not the Raise that Shnias is only a Nisra Rabbanon. This is what the Gemara says. So it's a Gemara miforeshes. The maskona of the Gemara is that Shnias la Raise is not a Nisra Raise. It's only Nisan Rabbanon. Ukroas Machtebaum. The Loshna Rambam is strange. The Rambam says, in Perikal of Lachasishes, Haloche Vo. So he says, V'yeish noshim achireis, shein asureis mikabole. V'yisuro midivre seifrim. V'hein anikroi shnieis, mifnei shein shnieis la'arais. So in Rosh Narambam, it's mashma, so that it's not his, it's playing the Rabbanon. So the Bes Yosef is the Kashi. Bes Yosef is the Kashi. Why does the Rambam say that the Asur is in the Rabbanon, and Gemara says that the Rabbanon is not the Baal? So Hikshah, the Lachemish says, Hikshah Rav Bes Yosef, Deiche Komam Pi Akabore Kim Deinom Shim Zeret Arayes, Vinire Wie mich schon die Omer bei Gmore für die Kirche hat Remes Lischnies in der Tere und Nein. Schenema, ki es kol atei wie so eir. Ho eir koshe is mich lau die Kerakis. So me meile, so he says, it's not a plain drabber. But the Gmore, but the question is, the Gemara says in so many words, Elam the Rabbon Lukwas Machte Be'alme. Now, and then, so that's, now the Gemara says, what the Gemara said before, Ho'eil, Koshis, Michlal Dein Ravik, Rakets, and what is the Rakets? The Rakets is the Shnias. So that means that the Shnias are Mirumes in the Torah, so it's not a plain Rabbon. So it's possible, I mean that the Shnias Rambam is that the Chnias La'arayis is analogous to the Iser of Meloche and Chalameyet. Now there is a Machlekes Rishenim. There is a Machlekes Rishenim where the Chalameyet, Dovo She'ino Avut. So that is also a Chalameyet. So many Rishenim say that it's only Osam the Rabbanon. And many Rishenim say that it's Osam the Rais. Now so the Ramban raises the question, the Ramban in Chagige, so he raises the question, how can it be Osea Midraise Monefsheh? If it's Osea Midraise, so how is it that we have so many Eterim, the Vorov, Wutnzir, Hamwed, and all kinds of Eterim we have? If it's Osea Midraise, it's Osea Midraise, so it should be Osea under all circumstances. So the Ramban says that Gemara mentions it possible. So the Rishenim was in the Gabi Meloch and Chalamir. So the Rishenim will say that Chalmeyed, Meloch and Chalmeyed is only an Isra Rabbanon, so they say it's an Asmach. But the Rishenim, so the Ramban says that the Pshat in that Posik, in that Roshe, is that the Torah was Meseret to the Chachon. In other words, the Torah did not Asa Meloch the way it Asat Meloch on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Well, it spelled out which Meloch is Amuta, which Meloch is Aosa. But Achalmeyed, the Torah was Meseret Lechachomim. Whatever the Chachomim was, that was Nesa by the Torah. So, and then the Chachomim decided, so it was submitted to the discretion of the Chachomim. So then the Chachomim decided what Meloch, under what circumstances. Meloch should be Muter, under what circumstances Meloch should be Osa. So it could be that the Shittas Rambam is, since the Gemara says here that it's Kroas Machte Baum. And then there is another Gemara, and the Gemara says, Remes Lishni is not here in Nain, Hoel Koshes, Nechal Vikerakes. So there is a Stire. So the Pshat is, the Chachomim Asat Shmiyas. But the Torah was Meiser to the Chachomim to Aser certain Noshim, as is Yog Learayas. As a matter of fact, I mean, what are the Shnias? The Shnias constitute an extension of Arayas. For example, let's say, Ime is an elbow. Ime. But Emime, a grandmother, is not an elbow. So the Emime is mentioned in the Shnias. Emime, visually upset. Rafile, Emime, ad mailo, mailo aso. So in other words, so the Shniyas are extension of the Arayas. So the extension, the Shniyas was Nimsa Lechachomim. But once the Chachomim asked it, so then it becomes an Isra Arayas, like an Isra Ese. I mean, not a lab, like an Isra Ese. That's why the Rambam, but it's not an Isra Amfers Bateiro, it's only Remez Lishniyas Bateiro. So that's why the Rambam calls it Midibri Akabon. All right, now the thesis. Lasu yitzora silence. Avol gav. He must need to what the Gemara say. Klal omur be involved. Kol shi yisarel vo lo yichletzis lo yisviya bemis. So klal lasu yamai. So the first motion of the Gemara is Lasu Yetzora Silence. Lasu Yetzora Silence. Avo Gavdi Masnis Lukotone Tzore. So why does he say Lasu Yetzora Silence? The Mishnah doesn't discuss Tzore. Mikoma Kemahavi Bichlal Bichol Shi Yisuro Yisrei Avo. Vimashma Shi Yisure Bo machma servo, the haina atzore, will you trach la haskir atzore behegi, mission da pirken rilkoi, god we come ala suye tzora seite, tzora smarze kushe, mission da ironis, mei damye tvele arayis, shimuteres le meis vasuris liyo. Alright, bishle meminan suyin, sud gimore este kash, kopotsik mikatone, almonen bein almonen le king godul minan suyin, bein almonen le king godul minayiris, So is chilatzlim siabemes bishlem nan suim so is ase veloises vinase dechaleis ase vese teime diminan suim so there is no difficulty with almona minan suim. Why? Because there is an essence veloises teime diminan suim name tikshalei damai chilatzes kim deinil yivim. So there shouldn't even be chlitzes. But in the name, as far as chlitzes is concerned, So that too is difficult. Now, there is a machlekes reshenim in the maskone of the Gemara. So there is a machlekes reshenim. Now, the halachah of the Gemara was that chayov elavim gredem midaraisa is chiletzes v'inim siyabetz. The maskone of the Gemara is that chayov elavim gredem so midaraisa is siyabetz because also that's a real chiletzes. But, mishim tzeirah mishim bi reshenot obu shniyo, so the chachom mo misakein that she should not be siyabetz. She should not be misyabes. But Chlitza, of course, is midraise, because midraise, she requires even yid. So, how about Chayov Lavim Beese? So, many Rishenim say, and that's probably the shita of most Rishenim, that the same droshe that the Gemara mentions in the Havamin in connection with Chayov Lavim Grede, that the votes of Yivim Yasharo, Yeshlech Yivom Achas, the more I mentioned that in the Havamin in connection with Hayol Avon Grede, but in the Maskone it cannot have any application to this Zakos, it cannot apply to Hayol Avon Grede, so it applies according to Maskone Midraise, this drosh applies to Hayol Avon Ves. But there are some Rishenim, I mean the Ramban mentions the Chite, the Rashbo mentions the Chite, the Meiri mentions the Chite, the Tesis of Rosh, so that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so the whole deen falls off. In other words, there is no halacha of yesh lecho yivom ha'achas she inel yivim ve'lo lechlitze. But we apply the principle, the general principle of kol she'inel yivim ve'lo lechlitze, so we apply it even ligabe chayobe lav ve'eset. Gabe chayobe lav ve'eset. So, and there is no Xeras HaKosu for Yeshlech Yivom Ahas. Yeshlech Yivom Ahas. So, Mimele, according to Maskon of the Gemore, they say, Chayov Lav Vese does not require Midrais Yiv Mechalit. Because Yiv, there cannot be, because in Esa Dechalit is Vese. Mimela we apply the aloha kol she'ino liyivim in l'chlitze, so she doesn't require chlitze either. But, midrabonon she requires chlitze. Now, there is no raya from this tesis. Now, tesis says, teimed man sui name tikshla maichletzes, kivim dey mil liyivim, do we also ese vidyo chaleis, ese vese, vite vikhayo vikhlitzes. So tesis assumes that in as much as there is no tri and there is no yivim, so we have to apply the aloche of kol she'ino liyivim v'ino lechlitze. So you could say that this tesis agrees with the shitas of Rishenim, that according to Maskon of the Gemore, that chayov elavim is misya bemes midaraise, so chayov elavim v'ese is not even chiletzes midaraise, and it's only midarabonon. And that's why Tisa says we ishlem adli koma bishlem elo maydin misyabemes. But this is difficult at this stage in the Gemara, in the Shachar Itayeh, Why should Bichletzes not make Tisi Tzei? Shouldn't even Bichletzes. Alma making God. Look, in other words, because Tisi Tzei believes in the Shidas of Hashemi, that I'll leave in Maskon of the Gemore, so in a Chaname, she's not Chiletzes. She's not Chiletzes, Midraise at all. But it could be that Tisi Tzei agrees with the other Hashemi, who say that the same Yalfusei of Kishlchi Vomachas, that the Gemara mentioned in the Ava, meaning connection of Chayov and Grede, so it's true of Chayov and Vareze, according to Maskonek. But at this stage, the Gemara did not as yet know that of such a Droshe, because the Gemara, in as an answer to the Kasi of the Gemara, mentioned that Droshe. So, that's why Tesis says here, Likol Mar Bishleim Elo Mai Deinus Yabes. Alright. Yom Yesi Mitchalaisis. Hikshar Ivo. Kifir Beidus Anedre. Dichim Dei Misha Misaperes Mi Biyo Misheino. Kido Mar Bish. Bisei Yifter Yidol Edachi. Heich Tis Yabim. Di Biyo Misheino Leke Hakom Hashem. U Biyo Shnira Asirle. Kidi Komo Lekamon Gzeire Biyo Misheino Otu. So the Gemara is the kashe by Almon and Neiresen. So Mimele, there is no leisese. There is no esse, just the leisese. So Yovi esse vitra leisese. So the Gemara is the kashe. Now since she's an Almon and Neiresen, she is a psulo. So Mimele. She can ipsula cannot be misaberes me be or shame. So this is Yavin. The be or shame or the Gemara says that it can be misaberes. But it's exera be or shame and be shnio. But how can she be misaberes in the eyes on the basis of the field? Eyes of Trie. Because there is only Trie in the be or shame. In the be or shnio, there is no Trie. In the be or shnio, there is no Trie. So Mimele, since the Bio Shnio, there is no Trie, and the Bio Gesheino, cannot be Misaberes from Bio Gesheino, so Mimele, there is no Esse. This is assumed in the Kashe, that is there an Esse of Yivomo Yovioleo, only if it's possible that through that Bio, she should become Misaberes. So it will be Akom Hashem. But if it's impossible that she should become Misaberes, so there won't be any Akom Hashem, so then there is no mitzvah of him. Then there is no mitzvah of him. Now, to discuss. Ubishni Asirle Kidomali Kamon, Zeir Bil Rishaino to Bishni. Now, why doesn't Teisve say that the Mon of Sheach? If Teisve assumed that it's impossible to be Misaberes in the ocean. Other Rishayim give it Eretz, it's possible. So, the male Botesis assume that it's impossible to be Misaberes in the ocean. Botesis assume in the Kashe that it's impossible to be Misaberes in the ocean, so it's not possible. So then, he should be allowed to be both Monemshah. If there cannot be a Kiyuma Mitzvah of evil, there is a possibility of evil. So, and without the possibility of evil, so there is no Mitzvah of evil, so the Mitzvah of evil is both Bia Rishaino and Bia Shnio. So again there would be Trie. So in other words, so then the Bia Shnio would be like the Bia Rishaino. The Bia Shnio would be like the Bia Rishaino. And then he would have to divorce her after the Bio Shnio. So what kind of Ikashi is it? From this stage, that even if we assume that even time the mitzvah will be Bio Rishaino by Pshut, because there is a possibility of evil, so he still would not be allowed to be Bio Shnio on the Chayav Olam. No, with the Shnio, it couldn't be Mitzvah. Why? Because true, there would be a Mitzvah with the Shnio then. But then, to the Bi'ur Shein. So then the Bi'ur Shein would don't be a mitzvah. Not the Gufa mitzvah. It wouldn't be there. So the this is what it means to the stasis. This is what is mashmah in the stasis. It's the shite of the biscuit and stasis. So there is the biscuit and stasis. Mostly the Afzadik Zion, that even though there is a question of the Yibne, not the Gemurah story. The Gemurah in Tzvachim Dav Tzadik Zion, the other Gemurah says, so the biscuit teacher says that if a certain violation of the law is indispensable for the fulfillment of a certain mitzvah, and you cannot fulfill the mitzvah without what according to the business team, when we say that it's going to be if there is a possibility to be Mikhail the Rote, we can't be in the world, which is not it. But if there is no possibility in the world to be Mikhail the Mitzvah, we show the Hechsher of the Tav. So then there is if it's impossible to be Mr. Bonnet with the chain or some melee with the suit alone without the melee according to Biscatenis and the Shemitzvah the Shite in general is contrary to the Shite. Alright, so that is But Yivomen and the Yivomen are both Rolaylit, but the B.A. is a B.A. that is not Rolaylit, so that's not this from the course of Barakom Hashem. So Mimele will be in the mitzvah of even if it's only to take the verse. This is what Teisa says. Now the Ramban here says, "Zeh be'yishniyah." Peyushim yovi alel al bi'yishniyah.
So the Ramban says, "Kim sheef shall imayich kitomo." In other words, so she can remove the psulim. She can remove the psulim before the bia. She herself can do it. So is mitzvah mi bia rishenu yise bein bipsulo bein bulo bein shenisabro bein shaloi nisabro ulifichoch.
So there is a difference between Teisves and the Ramban, because from Teisves Shite is that even if there is no possibility that she should become misaberes to the B.A., there is still a mitzvah of him. It's still a kind of mitzvah. Even if it's completely impossible that she should conceive for that B.A. So it's still a kind of mitzvah of him. From the Ramban, it's much, but not like that. The Ramban, in regard to the same kashe, so he says, the Afa Pishin Isham is a person to the Shein of the Kaim of Shein Lochit, Kim Shef Shol in Mayach Kitomo. So Mitzvah may be a Shein, he said, Bein Bipsul or Bein Bulo, Bein Shein Isabu or Bein Shein Isabu. So he's made it to taste this, that even if it turns out she did not conceive, so he's still the Kaim Mitzvah, as long as it is possible that she should become Isabaras to the Bia. And the only reason why here, even the Bia Rishenu is the kind of mitzvah by Ipsulo, where it's impossible, because it's not impossible. It's impossible if she's not in Maya Be'etzba. She doesn't remove the psulim. But if she's Maya Be'etzba, and she removes the psulim thereby, so then it's possible. But if it would be impossible, so the Shita of the Ramban is, So then, he wouldn't be Mikhail the Nisasir. Whereas according to Teisves, even if it would be completely impossible, so he still would be Mikhail the Nisasir. Yes?
How
would
Ramban explain the Ketano?
No, so that's no kashe. So by Ketano, she cannot be Misaberes, but Enoch Name, the Nisasir, is not Mikhail. Because in other words, he can continue living with her. And she does not become misaberes. So in a chaname, there is no kiyum mitzvah of Yivim, but there is no iser of ishesach, because zika there is. But in a chaname, the Ramban would say that, of course, over there, there is certainly no kiyum mitzvah of Yivim. Until it becomes a godel. So there is not the kind of mitzvah of him. When will be the kind of mitzvah of him? Only when after it becomes a godel. But the Mishnah says, Tikadlenu, in other words, she can continue living with him. So Teisves Raya is, but Monevsher, Eve, now, in regard to his soul, is to an islandess. So it's not only that there is no mitzvah of him, there is an Isra of Ishesach. There is no zike. So if we are reminded from the posik of Lohokim Shein Lohochi, not only someone who is a Nerol Eilid, or an Isha who is a Neruyol Eilid, but we are reminded any kind of beer that is not Ruyol Eilid, so then it should be Oseh, Uvaitikad Lenu. So this says, no, we are only reminded from Lohokim Shein Lohochi. Only if the Gavre is not Ruyal Eilid, or the Isha is not Ruyal Eilid.
But we are not mimayit it be that is not real eili. Not real eili. But in the Ramban shita is that they know, of course, as far as the Afkoa Ziki is concerned, so the Ramban will agree with this, that we are only mimayit from the Hokim Shein Lochi, only a Gavre, a Yovm who is a Soris, who is not real eili, or a Yivome, who is an islandess, is not real eili. But we are not mimayit. We are not mimayit just a beer that will really. But as far as the kima mitzvah of Yibum is concerned, so that kima mitzvah is only shayach if the beer is real eili. But if the beer, so if the beer is real eili, even though he did it in such a way that she was not eili, so he's still in kind of mitzvah according to Ramban. But if it is impossible for the beer to be real eili, in other words, if there wouldn't be a possibility of miyo ve'etzba, so inachaname, so then it wouldn't be mikayim the mitzvah of him. Wouldn't be mikayim the mitzvah of him. That's a Ramban. Now, Rashbo also agrees with the Ramban that the reason as to why he's mikayim the mitzvah with the beer of Sheino, even though she's a psulo, and the psulo means a veras beer of Sheino, because there is a possibility of the neo bed. Then the Rashbo asks, Vim teima, im kein lomole im shum beer shnio, typically trilas beer to gmar beer. Why do we have to say tri zere bia rishino to bia shnio? In other words, he's not allowed to be bo bia shnio. He should not be allowed even to become a biose, because as the Ramban points out, that kol abel daite al mar bia is only shaya by tushin de alme, not by yivome, because yivome doesn't require das. So he's kene her mishasaroye, so then he should not be allowed to become a biose. Holes. Yavo pishe kono mishasaroye mikomo kei mitzve agmar bie ise yivomo yovioleo agmar bie mashma. So he says that even though he is kene, I think there is a shita sarisheni that says in chaname that when the Gemara says zero bio shino to be shnia so lav davke bie shneyo, it means even gmar bie. This is a rosh. Or to be a shnio, lav davke be a shnio. Da afilu bigmar risheino. Vi afilu bigmar bio risheino osa. Do yivomo niknes ba aroi. Va ve motzele meima, zeira aroi o to gmar bi. So that's a shita of the rosh. But the Rashbo is chelik. And the Rashbo says, even though he's kene her ba aroi, but still there is a mitzvah. Still there is a mitzvah of Gmar Bie. The Avol Pi Shikono Mishasaroye, Holeset. The Avol Pi Shikono Mishasaroye, Mikol Mokei, mitzvah marbiye ise. The yivomo yovioleo marbiye mashma. Iname mishim dichsi lihokin leochiv shem. Uvig marbiye udiike akom azera. El shriba hakosuf afaroye. El shriba hakosuf afaroye. So in other words, so the Rashbo is chelik al rosh, and the Rashbo has two lishenis. He says the same thing, but in two lishenis. Apparently, I mean, there is a difference between the first losh and the second losh. In both lishenis, he says that he is allowed to be game of yosef. He can't allow to be game of yosef. According to the rosh, he's not allowed to be game of yosef b'chayav lav. But according to the Rashbo, he is allowed. But why is he allowed? So in the first losh, he says. In the first lesson, he says, "Hola, said the Alpha Pish economy shasagoye, the Alpha Pish economy shasagoye mikol mokay mitzvah marbiye." He said, "The Yivomo yoviyoleog marbiye mashma, Yivomo yoviyoleog marbiye mashma." So, iname mishim dechsid lehokim leochiv shei, uvid marbiye udi kakom azera el sheriba hakosu afaroy. So in other words, so it seems that there is a big nafkemina between the two lishenis. The first loshen, apparently the Rashba holds that the mitzvah of Yivn consists in Yivomo Yovilel, in making a beer that is Cain. But the mitzvah consists in making the whole beer that with which he's came to the Yivam. So Mimele, he says, even though he's came to Bitchilas beer, but he's mechuyev to begin a biyosei, because that's the mitzvah Yivam Yovilel. So it's mashma the full beer. Mashayink in the second loshen, it holds that there is a mitzvah on the Yov to be making shein lochi, if it is possible for him. So in other words, so it's a mitzvah on the Yobin to be making Shem Lochiv. So the reason as to why is Mechuyev to be game of Yosei, because if he's not game of Yosei, he cannot be making Shem Lochiv. According to the first Loshen, there is no mitzvah of Hakom Hashem. There is no special mitzvah of Hakom Hashem. According to the second Loshen, it's mashma that there is a special mitzvah of Hakom Hashem. In other words, suppose so Mimele is Mechuyev to the game of Yosei in order to be making Shem Lochit. Now the question is, suppose he was game of Yosei, but he knows that she didn't conceive. For some reason she didn't conceive. So then according to the first Loshen, he wouldn't be Mechuyev to make it be a Shnio in order that she should conceive, to be making Shem. According to the second Loshen, so even if he was game of Yosei, but if he knows that she didn't conceive, so he's mechuyev to make it be a shniyo in order to be making Shem Loch. That's how it's mash. Alright. Yoche chayov lav nan. Pirish. Kim de yivn liyal lichlitze. So what did Gemara say? Gemara said that chayov ikrises. There is no chlitze because him liyachpeitz implies kol shen liyivn lichlitze. And so Gemara has the kashe monefshech, if you have such a yitzar sakosuf, of course, in even the chlitzes, chayolav name, there shouldn't be a chlitze. There shouldn't be a chlitze. Kim de elim ba'al chlitze. Vitei melehi, heich motza lemeim ad oyal le chlitze, hom yivemte, vishaminon de neil le yivn, mi osom shaminon de le chlitze, ki de ashino yesh lo yivom ha'acher asher le chlitze. So this is a very strong kashi. How can there be such a salkedai doch, that chayolav gheide should not be able to chlitze? Suppose we didn't have the Gzeres HaKosuf, what would we say on the basis of Svore? So on the basis of Svore, we would apply the general principle of Esed Yechleitzes. So Mimele, she would be Misya Bemes too. And the only reason as why she's not Misya Bemes is because we have the Gzeres HaKosuf, of course, even Teashor. So Monefshech, if we don't darshan that Rosh of Yishrivo Machas, so we have no mokeh for the premise that Chayov Elav is not Misya Benes, so then we should say she is Misya Benes. And if we say she is not Misya Benes, and if we are going to assume that Ligabi Chayov Elav we have to apply the Aloche of course, in the even in the lechlitze. Why in the even chayav lav? It's just a lechlitze. So she is the even. So obviously, we take for granted this drosha of Hishli Vamachas. Once we take for granted this drosha of Hishli Vamachas, so the same drosha tells us there is chlitze. So there is a zakosuk that vis-a-vis chayav lav. There is no aloche of kol shinu liv melechlitze. So how can the Gemara say v'yeime yoche chayav lav name? All right, so you'll say this is what Gemara say. Gemara answers horobe rachmoni yevemtei. But it's not chayas that Gemara should even for one moment ask such a kashe chayav lav name. We should apply kol shinu liv melechlitze because meichatei se chayav lav is el yim. So it's only on the basis of yishli v'machas. So once we assume the drosh of Yishlo Yomachas, so mainly the same drosh tells us that there is chlitze. Timlagi, chamos l'mili al lechlitze, al inventi l'shaminon. Te'il yidn, mihosob shaminon, de'il lechlitze, ki de'ashinon, Yishlo Yomachas, she'il lechlitze. Ve'i, so what does the Gemara give the Tere? The Gemara gives, horob rachmoni inventi. So then the Gemara says, umaro yiso. In other words, let's say just the reverse. In other words, we have two psukim. So let's say just the reverse, that the posik of Yivemte, also Yivemte Ashoro, has reference to Chayov Krisis, to Chayov Krisis. So then, even though she's not in Leivim, but she's in Lechlitze, and the Gesakosu calls she in Leivim in Lechlitze, so that has reference to Chayov Lab. Void the Porch Maruis, appears in Leivim. V'nekei v'emtei l'chayov v'kores, v'imoyach peis l'chayov v'lavim, heiche motze l'imute, v'imoyach peis l'chayov v'lavim, michlitze. How can we have a salkadaitoch? That l'yach peis implies that chayov v'lavim does not require chlitze. Hokrinem bu, im chofitz yavim, v'yose ese v'doch aleisese, kim di mikmina y'vemtei l'chayov v'krisese. Now, once we say that the posik of also Yivente Asher has reference to Chayav Krisis, that Chayav Krisis, though they are really Yivim, so they are really Lichlitze, so we don't have a special Zerzakosu in regard to Chayav Lavim. If we don't have a special Zerzakosu in regard to Chayav Lavim, so maybe we have to apply the general principle of Esed Eichalitze, so should Beile Yivim too? Should Beile Yivim too? Now, Tesis does not as the Kashi. Tesis does not as the Kashi. How can there be? How is that conceivable? I mean, the Chayov Krisis, which are Arayis, which are much more homo, so even though they are not even Yim, because they are Arayis, but Lechlitze they are Arayis. And Chayov Lavim, which are not Arayis, so is more homo than Chayov Krisis. Is not even Lechlitze. That Kasha Tesis doesn't ask. Apparently that doesn't present the Kasha. I mean this is not so unreasonable. That Chayov Krisis who are Arayis. So they are in Elohim, but Lechlitze yes, and Chayov Lavim, which are not Arayis, which are Shmark, not as homo, so they are not even Elohim Lechlitze. So it should be, it's just the heiper. Yure ba'arev, it's yure b'shmei shmaya, as the Gemara uses Rosh. So that thesis doesn't test. Why? Because we can explain it. Because you see, Chayov Krisis, even though they are much more homo, but the Chayov Krisis are asuris only to this person. Who are Chayav Krisis? Chayav Krisis are the Trevis, and they are Arayis. To this person, to this Yom, they are Asuris. But to any other person, they are Mutoris. Masheikin, Chayav Lavim, Mamzeres, and Isino, they are Asuris, L'chol Odom Shebeilom. To every Jew. So maybe we could say that the Torah is Matkia. Even Zikas Chlitze vis-a-vis the Chayav Lavim, who are Asuris, the whole Eilam, Masha'inkei, in regard to Chayav Krisis, so are only Asuris on this one. They're not Asuris the whole Eilam. So two, they cannot be eaten because they are Arayis, but Chlitza there should be. So that is not difficult. But Jesus says the end.
He says this kashe. So because we don't have a special posik, we don't have a special posik, we have to apply the general principle of Esed Echaleitze, that she should be Miyavim also. Uktsas hoyonir liforeish doche perush yoche chayovilav name neshver chlitze v'yivim haikro. So in other words, so Teisva says that the Gemara, when the Gemara is the Kashi, when the Gemara is the Kashi, that Yoche Chayolavim, so it's not the Pshat in the Gemara, that Chayolavim, so that Chayolavim should not even have Chlitze, but doesn't say just kol sheni yim menelachlitze. It says that there is an equation between yim menelachlitze. So whoever requires yim requires chlitze. Whoever requires chlitze requires yim. Whoever doesn't require yim doesn't require chlitze. There is an equation between yim menelachlitze. So memele yoche chayov elav nada, let us apply this zerasakosuf of yim liachpeitz, that chlitze and yim are the same. Are the same. So Mimele, we should say Ligabi Chayov Lavim Name, Ligabi Chayov Lavim, we should say that just as there is Chlitze, there is also Yim. There is both. Uktsas Yim Yim Leforesh Doche Perushe. Yoch Chayov Lavim Name Nishve Chlitze Yim Maiko. So what is the Gemara saying? No, you cannot say. You cannot say that there is both Chlitze and Yim. Horobe Rachmoni Yivemte. The Kirish Boru Yivomachas. Yes, what you want. Visu porich, so then the Gemara says, Umaru Yiso. Perush, the Mahai Kovil Yachpeit, Nivshve, Hayovilav, Michlitze Vivim, Vileve, Bnei, Chlitze Vivim. Vileve, Bnei, Chlitze Vivim. So in other words, Maru Yiso, we should say that since we have two psuki, we have one possible, we have the Asharo, there is a certain Yivome, that is ill of it and ill of it. Let us apply this girl's apostle also in Tashar or Ligab Chayovich Chlitzes. So Chayovich Chlitzes, obviously there is no yiv, but Chlitzes there is. And then the Potsik of Liachpeitz, which implies that there is an equation between yiv and Chlitzes, so should be applied to Chayovilavim, and Chayovilavim should even be Misyav. Should even be Misyav. That's the Pshat in the Gemara of Maruiz. Oh. We support Marie Sapir, my probably Achbates, Nishayolam, the Litzer Yiv, Vilev, the Litzer Yiv, Vela Hakshays, the Lomel and Kodel Hoche, Lomel and Kodel Hoche, the Lishti Komine. So, in other words, so then the question arises, if the cash of the Gemara is Umaro Yiso, let us apply the Drosh of also even Tasharo to Chayovich Ritzes. Chayovich Ritzes, in the Yiv, but there is the Litzer. And let us apply the Rosh of Liachbe, the Chayav Elavim, that they are really Bailey, even Bailey Chlitze. So the question is, if the purpose of the Sakosov of Liachbe is to tell us that they are really Bailey, even Bailey Chlitze, Lishtik Chomene, that I would know Mr. Aswara too? So Tia says, we find sometimes that the Torah mentions a certain Sakosov, even though I could use it Mr. Aswara without the Torah. Bailey actions. The Lomelon call the Hochet Lishi Kominated. So the two is like the Parishas Likam and Firachilis. When Yavon the Chod and Achilis the Chod. So in other words, so we can apply the same Zerasakos, even though that Prat of Kol Eliyiv Meila Lechlitze is not, can be deduced with Rasvore. But there is another Prat for which we need that possibility. So, Avokoshe Dimkei Maiko Mishane Mistabre Chayov Elavim Tasa Yigdushin Dimashma Mituchateret Du Porich Shol Yalo Chayov Elavim Chlitze Yalo Chayov Elavim Chlitze. So it's Mashma from the Teretz of the Gemara that the Havamim, the Makshin, wanted to say that Chayov Elavim should not even be able to Chlitze. Yesh Leim Abideich Dim Chayov Elavim Chayov Ese Porich Vioche po. Yoche chayov lavn chayav yese nicht wer Chlitze wie Yiv Maiko. Wie haye velav mi yale gam le Yiv. Wie haye vese lo yale gam le Chlitze. Wie ka pirchen haye vese. So le pshat in die Gemorre Teise says is, Yoche, haye velav name. So that means, the Gemorre is asking, that the posi kofim lo yachpeit, which equates Chlitze with Yiv, so should be applied, that Zerzakosu should apply to both, to Chayov Lavn Greide and Chayov Lavn Vese. But in both, there would be an equation between Chlitz and Yiv. But in respect to Chayov Lavn Greide, the equation between Chlitz and Yiv manifests in the fact that they are not only Chitzis, they are Misyavnis too. In respect to Chayov Lavn Vese, the equation between Yiv and Chlitz will consist in the fact that just as there is no Yivn, there is no Chlitze, but it will be the same principle. In other words, that there is an equation between Yivn and Chlitze. There is an equation between Yivn and Chlitze. But then, vis-a-vis Chayov Lavn Greide, so the equation consists in Chayov Lavn being not only Chelseis, but also Misyavneis. Vis-a-vis Chayov Lavn Vese, the equation consists in the Chayov Lavn Vese not being Chelzeis, not being Misyabmeis, and not being Chelzeis. So the Gemara gives a teret, Horobe Rachmoni Yivemte. So then, how would you apply the Zerasakosu for false Yivemte Ashara, that there is one Yivome, Yivim Yed, no, and Chlitze Yed? So the Gemara is Rikashe, Gemara is Rikashe, Umaru Yiso, Umaru Yiso, so in other words, so let us apply the posik of also even the Asharo to Chayavichrises. That Chayavichrises is Eileles Leibn, but there is a Chlitze. And the posik of Moyachbe is let us apply to Chayav Lavn Greide to Chayav Lavn Vese. But then, if vis-a-vis Chayav Lavn Greide, they should be Misyavmeis, and vis-a-vis Chayov Elav Vese, it should not even be Chayotzes. It should not even be Chayotzes. And, but then, I mean, how is it that Chayov Elav Vese would be more homo than Chayov Chrises? So that's not difficult. Why isn't it difficult? Because after all, Chayov Elav Vese, so it's only, let's say, Amon Leking Olam. So this person, she's Asur, but she's not Asur L'chol Eilom. Masha'in Ke Chayov Chrises, so that we couldn't say, I mean, because Chayov Elavn Vese, Almon Lekingon Min Ansui. So it's Asur only to this person. It's Asur to this person. So how could it be that Chayov Elavn, that Chayov Echrises, which are Asur only to this one and to others not, so the Achil says, and Chayov Elavn Vese, which also is only to this person, so should not even be Chelzeis. But it's not difficult because as Teisve said at the beginning of the Perek, when Teisve says the Kasha Almon Lekin Godol, there should be Tchia and Leisei Sebeese, because the Gemara says that Lavshin Ishove Bikeil, Lavshin Ishove Bikeil, Lavveese Shin Ishove Bikeil. So Anese is Deichei Lavveese Shin Ishove Bikeil. So in the Teretz, Almon Elikin Godel is not considered in Ishove B'Keil. It's Ishove B'Keil. It is Ishove B'Keil for everyone who is a King Godel. So mainly we can say, we can apply a similar slot. In other words, it's possible to say Maru Yiso, just to say that, I mean to say that Exerzakosu for Yishol Yivom Achas applies only, Yishol Yivom Achas applies only to Chayov, applies to Chayov Chrises, Chayov Chrises Achil Zeitz, Eim Misyab Meiz, but Chayov Zeitz, and Chayov Lam Vese, so we are not even Chayov Zeitz. Why? Because Chayov Lam Vese, even though it's Almon the King Godel, and she's Muteres, let's say, to someone who is not a King Godel. So that doesn't mean that the Yisar is only to this one. The Yisar is to everyone who is a King Godel. But the fact is, we only have one King Godel. But suppose we had 1,000 King Godels or 10,000 King Godels, so she would be Asuro. She would be Asuro to all the 10,000 King Godels. Suppose everybody had been a King Godel, so then she would be Asuro to everybody. So theoretically, it's an Yisra Hashover L'Keir. It's an Yisra Hashover. But only if we're King Godel. Mashayim Kein, Chayovich Chlises, the Arayis. So this Yisra are peculiar to the craving. So Mimele, that's why. So we could say that the Gersakos of also Yivimte Hashoro. Also Yivimte Hashoro applies to Chayovich Chlises, that Chilses the A. Because the Chayovich Chlises, even though they are more homo, it's an Isakores, but it's an Isa that is peculiar to Kreveitz, to Sheboso, Mashinki, Chayovelav, and Vese. So they are not even Chilses. Not even Chilses. This is what he says. V'yeish lema b'deichak, the Chayovelav, Chayovese, Porir, Boche Porir, Yoche Chayovelav, the Chayov Esen is really Chlitze, we have Maikro. The Chayov Lavin, Yal Yam Liv. Chayov Esen, Yal Yam Chlitze. We can appear from Chayov Esen. Now, I have to give another shiur. Now, this is the last shiur before the Pesach. Now, after Pesach, there will be a Pchine. There will be a Pchine, and just on the Gemore, starting the second period. But, I would like to cover two more blocks immediately after Pesach, so then you'll take the Prine just the beginning of the second week. But I'm telling it to you now, you shouldn't say that you want to have time, you know, to have Chazore in the Gemore. So when will this Dorim be resumed? The Monday after Pesach, I think. No, the Monday after Pesach. So then the Prine will be on the following Sunday. So there'll be the Prine. So you have Chazore on the whole Gemara starting on the second period, but you have to know, and I'm not going to give off any date, because you have a few weeks now, and the Pesach application should be used and learned. Alright, there'll be another sheet. In 2 minutes, there'll be another sheet.